There are three things, basically, that you need to do to be successful. You have to first educate your children well so that they are capable of being productive, and also educate them in civility so that they are civil with each other. The second is then they have to come out to an environment that is an orderly, civil environment that people can compete and work with each other to be productive, that works for the most people. And the third thing is you have to stay out of wars. You have to have no civil war and no international war. If you do those three things right, you will have a successful country. That's all throughout history. We're having problems with those.
And are those three things the antidote to some of the rising movements that we're seeing in increased unionization effects that unions are having on the political process, which is also leading to these rises in socialism and support for socialist movements in the United States, as well as the wealth taxes? From the view that's shared by those participating in those movements, they are meant to solve income inequality, wealth gap issues that we're seeing in the United States. So that's their solution. Is the solution to those movements education and civility, creating a civil environment and staying out of wars? Is that all we need to do to make this successful? Or is there more to the equation?
That's what we need is to stop fighting. Okay, we're now at a stage where we have irreconcilable differences. In other words, when the causes people are behind are more important to them than the system is in jeopardy. Our system is in jeopardy because people will not accept the system or the alternatives. And so they're going to fight